Did I see a hand over here before? Was there a question there? Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. What type of an environment should one live in? What type of surroundings, Matt?
Congenial surroundings should be there, which should be helping in your way to spirituality. And that are people who are of good character, God-fearing, lovers of God, and loving of all humanity.
Congenial surroundings, living with people of good character, who are God-fearing, and who are trying to help all humanity. Now, if you people just sit here and look at Master, I'm going to come out and join you.
That's a torture. You can sit down when that starts.
Is there no power at all in the house? Yes. Why don't you get the other one? Anyway, we'll have it in the car. He's going to go get the other one. Yes, sir.
I was listening to what's that moment of meditation until the sound system gets set up.
I think you have a wonderful idea. And the suggestion was that we have a few minutes meditation in your presence and with your grace while the sound is being brought back.
Welcome there. Sit in sweet remembrance of God. Forget everything else, even your own bodies. God is all alone. He wants everybody to come to Him all alone. Sit for a few minutes and then hear. Sound is all right. So saints also say, this man body is the highest in all creation. It is next to God. Quran says when man body was set up, angels were asked to bow down before the man body. All scriptures speak very highly about man. It is a golden opportunity in which we can go back to our homes, true home, the home of our Father. So the Hadassah tell us, as Christ said, it is day He works, when night falls nobody can work. The Masters also enjoin us, well, it is your daytime. You got the man body. This is your daytime in which you can work to go back to God. When days pass away, nobody can work. They say, look here, God is all light, so you are also children of light. They say, God is all wisdom, and you are doves of the ocean of all wisdom, you are also have wisdom. So God is eternal, God is spirit, and we are spirit in man. If spirit does not die, is eternal, how can you fear to die? So they tell us, look here, this is the man body you have got, in which you can go back to your home. Ever since we were separated from God, so far we have not gone home. Otherwise, we would have been sitting in some another condition, state of mind. Those, so they enjoin that it is high time, a man body, this is the day for you have arisen. In this man body only to work, you can work to go back to God. But pity it is, they tell us to awake. This all scriptures tell us too. Vedas say, awake, arise, and stop not until the goal is reached. What is the goal before us? What is that goal which cannot be achieved in any other form of body? That is to know God. And to know God, one must know himself first. Because God cannot be known by the outgoing faculties, by the mind or intellect. With intellect we can only understand to some extent what could be our goal and not further. So all masters who came in the past, in the East or the West, they all gave out, man know thyself. Of course, in their own languages, which were prevalent at that time. Greek philosophers said the same thing, Ginothi Theoton, in Greek language, of course. Old Latins said the same thing in their Latin language, Nasi Tipsum. All Persian philosophers said the same thing, the ultimate goal of all knowledge is to know God. They say man has three aspects, physical, he has got physical body, he has got intellect, but he is conscious entity. So if we have dwelt physically and intellectually, of course we have dwelt wonderfully, but if we are not dwelt spiritually, we are ignorant. We are not making the best use of the time. We have got in the daytime of the man body that we have got, we should dwell spiritually too. So the masters come to make up that deficiency of spiritual development. We have given food to our body. We have become physically strong. Intellectually also we have advanced wonderfully. These all things are with you. We have visited moon and all other planets are being visited. We can go around the world in hours. We can hear from hundreds of miles who is speaking, what he is speaking to radios and televisions. But with all these advancements, we are not happy. The reason why? Our intellect has given us inventions to make bombs, hydrogen bombs, nitrogen bombs. The world is afraid. If this war begins, the world will come to an end. The reason why? Because we have not dwelt spiritually. What to speak of spiritually, we have not even known little or nothing practically about that thing. Who we are, what we are, how can we know ourselves, how can we have the bread of life and water of life by coming in contact with the God into expression power. For that reason, had we dwelt that way, all the new invention would have gone to help humanity. Now it is going to destroy humanity. The Master says it is the daytime. Daytime of the man body you have got, in which you have to work. If you don't work, then result again night will come on. So that we won't be able to work, we will go where we are attached. If our souls are attached to God, come in contact with God into expression power, then we will go where we are attached. So man body is the highest in all creation, in which we have got, this is the daytime of our life, in which we can come contact, become contact in God, with God. And ultimately we'll go to His feet where from we were separated someday. Now they tell us, while look here, friend, brothers, God is all wisdom. You are also a drop of the ocean of all wisdom. You should have done something while it was day to come in contact with God. You must have found God by this time. But you have not made even the preparation to meet God, who will tell us we are wise. Now you will find that reflection of all wisdom is within each one of us. Even a child, when he talks, he considers that he knows best of all. You see, that's a reflection there. So this is the high time for rising above body consciousness, know ourself. The reason, reply comes, people say, well, what do we get if we just awake and during the day, as it is day of the man body, you work hard, what do you get? You'll get a very wonderful thing, which is God Himself. He is the maker of all creation. Worldless came into expression called world, and world is the cause of all creation, that controls all creation, permeates all creation. He also resides in you. This man body is a wonderful house you live in. It has got so many holes, apertures of the eyes, of the ears, of the nostrils, mouth to underneath. With all these doors open, we cannot run away out of it. Body works as long as we are in the body, but we remain in the body as long as we are controlled by some power in the body. That controlling power is God, into expression power, which is called word, naam, shabda, kalma. So whenever masters come, they always address to the people at large. They don't look to the labels we are carrying. They look to us that we are man, the highest in all creation. And man is composed of physical body, intellect, and himself is a conscious entity. So to know oneself is the first step towards that. But how can you know yourself? Is a matter of practical self-analysis, rising above body consciousness, knowing oneself and knowing God. Now we know ourselves only at the level of feelings or drawing inferences. They are both subject to error. Seeing is above all. Seeing is believing. Seeing is becoming. So, this practical self-analysis of rising above body consciousness is had at the feet of a master who is adept in that way, through grace of God is working. He will give you this demonstration by giving you a sitting, by withdrawing your attention from all outside, Attention is the outward expression of our soul. God is all attention. Our attention is identified with the man body, outgoing faculties, and the world around us. We are identified with it so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. So it is a matter of pure self-analysis. The masters, they can, I say, this is my spectacle, I can put it off. This is my coat, I can put it off. This is my handkerchief, I can put it off. This is my watch, I put it down. We say it is my body, we say it is my outgoing faculty. Can you put it off? So it is a practical self-analysis of rising above, withdrawing our attention from all outside and from the body below. Know oneself and you'll see that power is controlling us in the body. So fortunately, whom we want to meet, that also resides in this man body. That's the controlling power keeping us in the body. And we who want to go to him, we are also in the man body. So man body is the true temple of God. But the master tell us, when you know all this, why don't you, it is daytime, arisen, arise, awake. And it is for them the day to work. It is for us also the day to work. Their day is so long in the body, they come to take back souls back to God. They work while they are in body. Our also daytime has arisen on the man body we have got. When it is time to rise above body consciousness, know ourselves and know God, who also resides in the man body. When you go to a master, then he always advises to tap inside, as Emerson says. Those who go to the master, they always advise you to read this true scripture of God. It is the biggest Veda, biggest Quran, biggest Bible, biggest sixth scripture. You know, in six scriptures or other scriptures, what is given there? Those masters who rose above body consciousness, traversed into the beyond, whatever they experienced, those experiences are contained in the scriptures with us today. We are fortunate in the 20th century that we have got the scriptures of all masters who came in the past so far. Had we come before them, those masters' golden words, which are worth the emeralds and gold, they would not have been with us. So masters say, masters, what they say, they have seen and then given out. They gave out the same thing to all the world around. To whom? To man. They say, man, know thyself. You are who you are. You are conscious entity. You are having the man body. This is the daytime in which you can know yourself and know God. So whenever they come, the same, they give the same basic teachings to all masters. They help them to know themselves by giving a demonstration how to rise above body consciousness. Also, open the inner eye or the single eye to see him. In what way he can be seen? Can you see the absolute God, the worldless state of God? Nobody has seen, nobody can see. But when God wanted, I one and wish to be many, there was vibration. Vibration results in two things, light and sound. So God is light, God is music of the spheres, nada, the voice of God, Kalam Kareem. So man, it is said in Quran, when you are sent unto the world, He put seals on the eyes and seals on the ears. So when they come, they manifest themselves in the man body, world made flesh, they come to unseal, break the seals from the eyes, they begin to see. They break the seals on the ears, they begin to hear. They didn't know. You see, the Christ said, what you see, the old prophets could not see. Whatever you hear, the old prophets could not hear. I have come to make those people see who do not see. And those who see, they may be blind. What is meant by that? We see outside when our attention is identified with the world outside. When it is withdrawn from outside, you cannot see outside. This is what you meant, who see, they may be blind. Their attention should be drawn, withdrawn from all outside and put in whole attention, tap inside within the body, which is the true temple of God, and they will see, begin to see light. So the masters come to bring back children to God. So it is a great blessing to meet somebody who is in body, in whom the grace of God is working. And if we sit by him, we will meet with the same fate that they have got. Every saint has his past and every sinner future. Any father would like his son to be just up to his standard. Any king would not like his sons to be ministers, but he would like to become kings. So any saint who comes to the world, he wants everybody to become saints. So fortunate we are, we have got a man body. It is the daytime in which we have to awake, shake off all lethargic sleep, know ourselves and to know God. To know ourselves is not possible. Those who have got some backgrounds, that's another thing, they might have got something to see and something to hear, but they even don't know what to do further. They still want further guidance to come to the feet of someone who is on the earth plane working through the grace of God. So we cannot do ourselves, we cannot know ourselves. Why? Because our attention, which is the outward expression of the soul, is identified with the outgoing faculties, body and the world around us, so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. We cannot discriminate ourselves from the body. We are working at the level of the body, and body is changing every moment of life, being made of matter. All world around us is also made of matter, changing at the same speed as our body is changing. As two things are changing at the same speed, and we are identified with it, we see it is stationary. It is an optical illusion. How to come out of that? So masters give us a demonstration how to come out of that, how to rise above body consciousness, how to be reborn. So this has been the teaching of all masters, basic teachings. Those who came in contact with that, they had it. So where the world philosophies end, their religion starts. Whatever methods, practices we follow, they all relate to the outgoing faculties. Intellect, our body, limbs of the body. Those who are already identified with it and do such like practices and methods, which is related to these things, how can they rise above body consciousness? So need comes, someone, if this real urge is there within us, yearning, God is within us, He watches, my child is after me. So He makes some arrangement to bring him in contact with somebody in which He is working, His grace is working. He is a man with eyes, we are man with no eyes. In the terminology of the saints, we are all blind. So what blind in the terminology of the saints means not that those who have got no eyes on the forehead, but whose inner eye, third eye, single eye is not open. So they come to make people see who do not see, and those who see, they may be blind. So this is golden opportunity we have got in man body. Those who have got yearning within us, when fire burns, oxygen comes to help. There's food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. That water of life and bread of life is already within us in this very man body. The Master don't do anything, don't put anything from outside, they simply withdraw our attention from outside, take up to the seat of the soul in the body where that bread and water life is there already. And that is the light of God and the music of the spheres. And that takes you where? If you are come in contact with that, that will take you straight back to the place from where it emanated. That is to absolute God. This is the natural yoga or the sociable yoga which is given by the masters which even the children can enjoy. Young, old, all can enjoy. So you are fortunate, you have got that urge within you, that is why you all are gathered together here. I am really glad to be amongst you. I came twice last time. First in 1955, then in 1963, now since 1972, after now long 9 years. I feel joy to be amidst you, those who are hungry after God. So, who creates this hunger, He also supplies the bread of life too. It is He who sends and it is He who gives. So I am very much pleased, very much feel joy. I am one of you sitting. We are all children of God. We should go back to God. Don't do such light things which may bring us back again to the world. Our Master used to say, one man, there are some prisoners in the prison house. One man's term of prison was to expire. He was telling his brother, prisoner, look here, brother, keep this thing with you, I am again coming back. So if you are tied to the world, naturally you will come back. If you are tied to God, it is daytime to be tied to God, then you will go to the feet of the God. This in few words I wish you a digest. What we are after, how can we have it, and where can we have it. So thank you for gathering together. I am also pleased to come from far east, but that inspiration from God guided me here.